Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, calling Jeremy Zachas, my good mate in New South Wales, Sydney. We've got a whopper of a Valerie story, and then we have a whopper of an India-Pakistan war story involving cricket. We begin, however, with the tamest story of the week, which is the wild weather Jeremy tells me on the East Coast. That's the New South Wales coast. Queensland is always another galaxy. And then we have to update the drought. Jeremy, I remind myself each time we talk about your climate that you're a continent. You're not a country in a continent. You're the whole thing. So you have to deal with the dynamic forces, continental dynamic forces, given where you are, which is at the bottom of the Ring of Fire, the moving plates, the tropics to your north, the Antarctica to your south, and the vast Indian Ocean basin to your west, and then even the more vast Pacific Ocean to your east. You're a continent. All right. We begin with your weather in New South Wales, where everybody needs to commute to work. It's winter time. Is this unusual, seeing wet and cold weather? Good evening to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, I can say it is actually feeling very unusual out there. And what's unusual about it is typically in May, this is where we start to go into a fall kind of weather pattern. So it's getting cool. It's still a little bit warm during the day, but the days are generally clear. And when I say clear, beautiful, pristine skies, not a lot of rain out there, and certainly no frost. Well, right now as I speak, we're not only getting very, very cold temperatures and we're getting cloudy skies and a lot of wind and rain, but we're also starting to get frost in the mornings. And why that's a problem here in Sydney in particular is because Sydneysiders, we don't like anything that's a little bit of ice on the road. So you can imagine, John, just how much bedlam we're already getting here in the middle of May as Sydneysiders try to go to work every workday and there's frost, there's ice, there's rain on the road, and we're already disgruntled because we're starting to go into a very, very cold fall-like season just before winter. So really, what I'm trying to say is we're in a very early start to winter, which is unexpected, and we're not getting any respite. The cold weather is continuously coming up from the south. As you mentioned, we are a continent, so we get affected by effectively the oceans all around us, and it's just not stopping. We just get low-pressure system after low-pressure system. It's just making it so much colder than it's ever been here in Sydney, and really, we just can't wait for the next few months to be over, and hopefully we'll get a summer once again.
The drought. The last time we spoke, there was a drought at Adelaide and a drought on Perth. How's that coming?
That's not doing well at all. Unfortunately, Adelaide, which desperately needs rain after several months of having no rain, just can't catch a break. All this week, they've been getting really warm weather. So we're talking high 90s, even over 100 Fahrenheit. And the problem is, too, there is absolutely no rain coming across because here in Sydney, we're getting low pressure systems causing all this bad weather, but Adelaide's getting high pressure systems, which is effectively causing really high temperatures and pushing any rain making weather out of the region. So Adelaide really needs the rain, but it just can't get it. Not forecast for any rain anytime soon. And unfortunately too, Perth, just over to the west, is getting exactly the same weather pattern. Very much all highs coming across. The low pressure systems are going south and missing it completely. Just no rain. So we're looking probably at the same kind of emergency in Perth as well as Adelaide. So there's really drought all across the west right now, John, and it's just not looking like it's going to go away soon.
The puzzle is this unusual? Or what's the Met Office saying? Strange days, or we've seen this pattern 7 years ago?
These are strange days in many ways because it is around the winter period. Typically right now, Adelaide does start to get rain. Certainly Perth starts to get rain as well from the Indian Ocean. And the Bureau of Meteorology is very diplomatic. They're not saying it's strange for no reason, but they are saying that these drought conditions are abnormal insofar as that they typically will occur, but they won't be to this extreme. So what I mean by that is there will be rain breaks in between, especially for Adelaide, might not fill the reservoirs completely, but there will be some alleviation. However, we're not getting that. So they are pointing out that we have had weird El Niño and El Niño patterns over the last few years. We are looking at some unusual weather insofar as the southerly blusters are a bit stronger here in the east and less strong over on the west coast. So there is some indications the weather is doing a few different things. And of course, we've had the Indian Ocean Dipole, which has been warming the oceans up in the Indian Ocean at an unusual rate compared to the Pacific Ocean, which has messed up our weather system a bit. But the Bureau of Meteorology is very diplomatic. They're not saying it's quite weird yet, but they are saying that these are weather patterns that they haven't observed in recent times.
One more look at your weather. You expect snow in the highlands. Do you have snow yet?
No, this is the frustrating bit right now for all of those people waiting to go down to the southern snowfields. There's just no snow yet. There's a lot of frost through the Blue Mountains here in Sydney, certainly. Then you go down south, just south of Canberra, our capital, into Mount Kosciuszko, where the snowfields are. There's just no snow yet, but it's looking promising. This week they may get the snowfall finally, which means there could be an early start to winter there. But unfortunately, we're not even getting the snow, which would kind of make it exciting and palatable in some ways.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, winter coming on, and drought, severe drought from Adelaide, that's in the south, all the way around Western Australia, which is another galaxy, but still the drought continues through Perth and the resource-rich part of Australia. We're headed to the Adventures of Valerie to be filled in. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zakas. I'm John Batchelor.